Ah, come on.
Feeling like you might freak out? Try Guaranteed Ride Home from Commuter Connections. If you ride share to work, you are eligible to receive a couple of free rides home each year, guaranteed. Why freak out about getting home in case of illness, unexpected emergencies, or unscheduled overtime? Register or renew today for free at commuterconnections.org or 800-745-RIDE. That's commuterconnections.org. Some restrictions apply.
Hello, Good Word family. Tisha Lewis here at the Fox 5 DC studios in the nation's capital. And I am super, super, super duper excited. Sitting next to me is the world famous. She was nominated for 2 Grammys this week. We are so thrilled and honored that she's joining us on The Good Word. Gloria Gaynor, you know her from famous hit I Will Survive. She was nominated for her Best Roots Gospel album, Testimony, recorded with Yolanda Adams. This is exciting times for you.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Welcome to The Good Word.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
I mean, that has a certain ring to it. 2-time Grammy nomination. That's incredible.
Oh, it's wonderful.
What was it like when you found out?
I was very, very excited. I'm still excited. But when I heard that I was nominated for the album, I wasn't surprised at the songs that I was nominated, the fact that I was nominated for the best vocal performance on the song Talking About Jesus, because Yolanda came in and inspired me, and she did such a great vocal performance on that album, on that song. And so it was like, yeah, if they were going to nominate some from the album, it had to be that.
That would be it.
Yeah.
So, you know, on The Good Word, we are a faith-based podcast that's taped here at the Fox 5 DC studio. So we do not shy away from everything faith. So I have to say, when I saw that the song and album was called Testimony, I got a little chills. What is your testimony?
Well, my testimony is that God is real and God is good all the time and has been especially good to me. Just throughout my life, I can just see his hand moving, guiding me, and I can see when I've gone wrong and not listened to him, and how things did not turn out well, and how things turn out so well when you follow him, his guidance. And but he's just so merciful and so loving and so gracious that my testimony is that he is the father that the Bible makes him out to be.
You have a track, and you just mentioned it, Talking About Jesus. Did you ever imagine, did you ever think that you were going to have a song talking about Jesus, an album, Testimony, Grammy nominations? Did you envision this 10, 15 years ago?
Well, I kind of envisioned success with a gospel album. It was what I wanted because my feeling, my desire wasn't for success of an album. My desire was for success in disseminating the love, the mercy, the grace, and the goodness of God, and the knowledge of God to the fan base that I've had all along. As a matter of fact, I took a 2-year sabbatical some years ago, involuntary. And I just spent that time with the Lord, and the first year of it was the best and the worst year of my life. But during that time, when that time was over, I asked him, what did he want me to do? What was I going? He said, I want you to go back and sing. He says, My word speaks about all of the issues of life. What would make you think I wouldn't want you to sing about those issues of life from my point of view?
See, you guys weren't expecting this. Church.
Yeah.
Church on The Good Word with Gloria Gaynor. That's incredible.
So that's been my purpose to, and that's what I wanted, why I so desperately, well, not desperately, but why I so much wanted this gospel album to be about my father's business.
Mm.
You know, mm-hmm. Spreading the love and the knowledge of Christ to the people. He said, I want you to go back and sing to the same people you've been singing to all along.
Right.
Tell them about me. Tell mm-hmm. them about all the issues of life from my point of view.
Well, for anyone who listens and watches us, they know that I'm a firm believer. You have to meet people where they are. And oftentimes, mm-hmm. the people who are listening to gospel music that's out right now, they are not in someone's church on Sunday.
Right.
They're just not. They're not in yeah. anyone's pew. They're not in anyone's congregation. They are out and about living their lives. And you have to reach out and touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And so that's just wonderful. And I just think it's so incredible. You know, we're in a day and time in 2019. What a time to be alive. We're in a climate where who would have ever thought Jesus is King by Kanye would be the number one song in the country?
Mm.
I mean, what do you think about that?
I think it's awesome. I think it's wonderful. And I think it's such a testimony to how God will take a life
mm.
that has been so off in the wrong path mm. and in the wrong direction
mm-hmm.
and turn them completely around and use them for his glory.
You know, my bishop used to always say, and I grew up in Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church right here in Northeast with Bishop Alfred Owens and co-pastor Susie Owens, and they would always say, what the devil meant for bad, I'm so glad God meant it for my good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you look at, I mean, politics aside, Kanye aside, you look at someone who was a secular rapper who is now doing these Sunday services, and again, an album called Jesus is King is mm. out. You have an album called Testimony that is out, a track called Talking About Jesus that is out, and it's not just considered religious or gospel or church music. It has crossed over
because mm-hmm.
you don't win a Grammy unless you cross over.
Yeah,
that's just the reality of it all. How would you describe where you are now as an artist compared to where you were when you came out with I Will Survive?
Well, as an artist, I am not just surviving, I am thriving.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a wonderful place for me to be. And I'm very pleased about it. This Grammy is an honor for me. I mean, the nominations mm-hmm. are an honor for me, but God promotes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's really mm-hmm. the one who does the promoting. And
yes.
so I feel that he is promoting this album for his purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad to be on it. My pastor, Dr. A.R. Bernard from Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn, New York, he often says, if you want to be successful in life, find out what God's doing and get in on it.
Mm.
So I know I'm in on something that God is purposing to do in the earth realm today. I am so excited.
You co-wrote all the songs in Testimony
except for two. Yeah,
that's incredible.
Well,
where do you draw that inspiration? Are you talking about obstacles and challenges, triumphs and victories? Where do you pull from
all of that?
All of the above.
all of the above. Yes, absolutely, because we all go through all of this. You know, we have our ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
And it is my purpose to inspire and encourage and uplift and empower. And I've heard it said, and I've learned it, found it to be true, that people don't care what you know unless they know that you care.
Mm-hmm.
And so they know that I care because I've been through these things in the same way that they have been through them. And so my empathy is genuine. And my purpose in sharing the giver of all good and perfect gifts and every solution,
mm-hmm.
My purpose is to share him
mm-hmm.
so that they can gain the things that I've gained from my relationship.
How hard is it being so vulnerable?
It isn't really hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary.
Yeah, scary might be a better word.
Yeah, it's
scary,
a little bit scary
is a better description. How is it being that vulnerable? I mean, I guess you've gotten to a point where you just like put it out there.
Yeah, Yeah, that's what you have. You know, no guts, no glory. It's kind of like that.
That's true. What was it like working with Yolanda Adams?
Oh.
I have heard her sing live. I'm so, like, inspired by her music. But what was she like in person? I've never met her.
She is delightful. She's a sweetheart. She really is, like, just down to earth, just homegirl, and just a real, just a really a sweetheart and a gorgeous lady, and just loves the Lord. And
so it's real. She's the real deal.
She's the real deal.
Because I feel like, you know, gospel music in particular, and not so much with secular music, because you can kind of just be a shell and have people just kind of feed you the lines and the music and the song. But I feel like with gospel music, it really has to be real. You can't really fake it.
Well, you can, but everyone will know it.
Correct.
Everyone will know it. Yeah.
Especially church folk.
It kind of strips you, you know, it just kind of strips you down to the bare of who you are. Mm-hmm. And if you're not real, if you're not sincere with it, it really does come across. It really comes across.
Yeah, I think there, you know, especially in today's day and age, where people are unforgiving, to say the least.
Yeah.
And they can type away behind, you know, the anonymity of their screen name or username. And next thing you know, there's a movement.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
Who does Gloria Gaynor want to work with that she hasn't worked with yet?
Who do I want to work with that I haven't worked with? I'd love to work with Kirk Franklin.
You know, let me just pause really quick. So, as you know, Kirk Franklin was on the podcast, and we were obviously thrilled to have him on. And I just have to say, he was so down to earth.
Wonderful.
And so super warm. And we really enjoyed having him. And so, yes, Kirk, if you're listening, because I think he subscribes to our podcast. I hope he does it. Someone on his team does. And so let us put that out there, that you would like to work with him.
Yes.
That'd absolutely be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Also, and I, again, I'm not really good with names. They just don't come to me. Who is it that sings "When the Spirit of the Lord Comes Upon My Heart"? Oh, God.
Male, female?
Male.
Jonathan McReynolds?
No. Older, back. I can't think of his name.
Donnie McClurkin.
I love the work of Donnie McClurkin.
He has good music,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's great. He's really great.
He is absolutely awesome. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, aside from singing, which I imagine is keeping you very busy, you also have a cooking show?
Well, it hasn't.
That's coming?
It's coming.
Tell us more. We're claiming it.
Well, I've been cooking since I was 9 years old. I was telling somebody just recently how my first meal was a beef stew and cornbread. And I made the beef stew with ketchup because my mother made it with a red sauce and I thought that's what it was. And the cornbread was so sweet that everybody thought it was pound cake, and my brother thought I was the best cook on the planet. So I've been cooking ever since then, and I never use a recipe just as it's written. I always have to change something. I'm like, that doesn't go in there. That this is going to be better. And so I've always done that, and I've made up quite a number of recipes of my own, just kind of created recipes changing one thing or another, and then some things I just out of the blue just made up. And I was talking to some friends and they said, yeah, you should do that. So we're going to try and do that.
That's gonna be awesome. You know, I have to ask you, how will you make your mark on gospel music? Because I know that I Will Survive literally became a global anthem for disco music. How will you make your mark on gospel music? Well, we know it's you.
Well, I think that I'm pretty sure that you'll know it's me. I think this album shows that. But the way I will make my mark on gospel music is by staying in my lane and allowing God to use me and do whatever he chooses to do with me. He knows best. I've learned that the hard way. And That's my plan.
Did you get any pushback when you wanted to do this album?
Oh, I got pushback for years from my own camp. because my husband was my manager, and he just didn't think that was going to be something that was successful. And as the manager, the person behind the scenes, his job, he felt, was to just make sure that I go the farthest and make the most. And he couldn't see that happening with gospel music. And so he kept putting it off and saying, oh, yeah, we'll do that. Mm-hmm, that's a good idea. Yeah, let's. Mm-hmm. And I say, honey, right. Mm-hmm. Never happened. Mm-hmm. So I now have management who respects me and my desire and design for my own life and career. Mm-hmm. And so whatever I ask her to do, she does her best. I tell her what I want to do. Mm-hmm. She does her best to make it happen.
Ah, come on.
Feeling like you might freak out? Try Guaranteed Ride Home from Commuter Connections. If you ride share to work, you are eligible to receive a couple of free rides home each year, guaranteed. Why freak out about getting home in case of illness, unexpected emergencies, or unscheduled overtime? Register or renew today for free at commuterconnections.org or 800-745-RIDE. That's commuterconnections.org. Some restrictions apply.
And, you know, it's interesting that you share that story, because the reality is that in 2019, it seems like gospel music is the new it. Mm. It's the new thing.
Well,
it's a thing.
It's the new needed.
it's a thing.
Yeah.
And I kind of wonder why that is. You know, I have my own reasons for why that may be. But what do you think it is?
I just think I think it's like I've heard, and I believe it to be true, that it's like a 50-year cycle. Mm-hmm. That we think that, you know, we get in the dumps and down and out about what's happening in our lives, at least here in America, what's happening in our lives, how everything is going wrong, and we can't fix this, we can't do this, and we cry out to God, and God comes in and he has mercy on us and he fixes it, and then after a while we begin to think we did it. And we're like, okay, you're fine. We're good now. We can do this here. And it's like a kid learning to ride a bike and thinking they got their balance and they can do it and run into a tree. And so that's what we do. We run into the tree, and then we start crying and calling on Daddy again. And he comes in, and it's just. So we're at that point now where we're about to cry out, finally about to cry out and say, help.
And so that's why we have testimony.
Yes.
And talking about Jesus.
Mm.
Best Roots Gospel Album.
Yes.
That's incredible. And you're still touring.
It is. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, I love it.
Hats off to you. Touring is a lot of work.
It is.
You guys make it look so easy, but
no, it is.
I know better.
It is a lot of work. It is.
I know better. So folks who are listening to this and want to learn more about where they can see you, what's up next?
GloriaGaynor.com tells the whole story, where I am, what I'm doing. And by the way, on the site now, there are some great stocking stuffers for Christmas.
Perfect timing.
Yes.
Because we survived Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday. And so now the real shopping season can begin.
Yes.
But yeah, you have some pretty cool stuff on the website.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. Very, very cool. So we ask everyone this that comes on The Good Word, and I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, what is The Good Word?
What is The Good Word? That Jesus loves you with an undying, unchanging, unconditional love. That's The Good Word.
We'll take it. Jesus loves you and me and you and you and you. And be sure, of course, all good. Be sure, of course, to make sure you subscribe. We are on iTunes and Audioboom and Google Play. We also have a very robust Facebook group, Gloria. You have to join if you can. Go to Facebook.com and search The Good Word. We post a lot of exclusive content. We'll be posting some nuggets from this interview with Gloria Gaynor on our Good Word Facebook page as well. Thank you so, so much for coming.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
On your Grammy Awards. That's incredible.
Thank you so much.